If we go for Brexit, do you think a united Ireland is more or less likely in the short term?
Well, that's a very interesting question, because what you will have is, like, Brexit is really about English nationalism. Let's be fair, right? For certain people in Northern Ireland are siding with English nationalists, but it's not really about Britain. It's about English nationalism. And if you have English nationalists in power in England, then you will have anti-European English nationalists in power in England. Then you will have pro-European anti-English nationalists in power in Scotland. Okay, it's very clear to me that the Scots will go for another referendum. And they will basically wave it and say, do you want to be run by Boris Johnson? And the Scots will say, no way. So the Scots referendum will go again and again. And ultimately, what Johnson is doing, he's loosening the United Kingdom's adhesive gel. Let's not make any mistake about this, OK? If the Scots were to go, think about this logical. The English go Brexit. The Scots leave Great Britain because they don't want to be ruled by the English and not by the Europeans. The Scots are profoundly pro-European. Where does that leave Northern Ireland? It leaves Northern Ireland on the limb. You have a union of England, Wales and Northern Ireland. And I don't think it sounds particularly right. So I think the DUP should be careful what they wish for, OK? The DUP are agitating for Brexit. Brexit will only loosen the bonds within the United Kingdom. And ultimately, the DUP may well be the party that actually exposes or brings closer a referendum on a united Ireland.
My goodness, that would be an irony.
It would be, but that's the only logic. Think about it logically. The DUP are siding now with English nationalists. English nationalists haven't got much truck with Northern Ireland, OK? English nationalists were quite happy to be on their own, OK? So I would say that the DUP should be very, very careful what they're doing, because once you begin to loosen the bonds within a constitution, as is happening right now, we know from history that all sorts of unusual eventualities can come to pass. So I would say to the DUP, just be careful what you wish for.